About 50 city, township, and county clerks took part in a post-election audit pilot in Washtenaw County. It was hosted by the Michigan Secretary of State's office at the Washtenaw Intermediate School District's administration building. The unofficial audit took a sample of 700 ballots from the August 6th primary election, in which voters were asked if they wanted to approve a $53 million bond proposal for the school district, a measure that passed. Jonathan Brader is the legal policy director for the Michigan Department of State and explains the audit process.
In which you essentially select a sample of the ballots and ensure that what you look at physically on the ballot matches the marks on what the machines were. So what we're basically doing is spot checking, in a sense, that when the optical scan machine read the paper ballots, that it actually read them correctly.
Clerks were paired up for the project in a room filled with 126 ballot containers from various counties, including Washtenaw and Wayne. Brader explains why the school bond proposal was selected for the audit.
We chose a school election that goes across multiple counties because it sort of helps us scale up to doing it eventually statewide. These counties have a lot of different jurisdictions. They use different election equipment, so it helps us get closer to looking at a statewide process.
Since the audit is unofficial, results would not impact official election results for the August election. That means no new security measures would be adapted as a result of this audit. But the Secretary of State's office is interested in developing future programs to improve the election process despite not having any serious issues right now. Edgar Limbieski is the Director of Elections for Washtenaw County. We chatted for a bit as clerks help with the audit.
Sometimes people hear the word audit and they're concerned already. But do you think this helps bring more transparency when it comes to the election process in the county?
Yes, I do. I think this type of audit, especially this risk-limiting audit, gives a peek into the process that the public doesn't typically get. Ballots, of course, become public record after the election, and they could be seen by anyone. This moves that process up and provides, you know, a sampling that we can take a look and see, you know, a certain number of ballots, compare that, you know, tally to what was actually tabulated on election night, and, you know, by auditing, you know, a small number of ballots, have a great level of confidence that we can trust the outcome of the election.
Galimbieski says continuing to train election volunteers will be key to ensure the best practices for the electoral process.
We're relying on a small army of poll workers every single election to administer the process, which can be complicated at times to administer on the back end. It's complicated sometimes for the poll workers, but we try, and the reason that we need to train is to make this process as easy as possible for voters. We want this, you know, to be a simple act of, you know, entering the polling location, receiving a ballot, casting it, and walking out the door.
Ann Arbor City Clerk Jackie Boudry took part in the audit and says her team is taking additional steps to better secure elections and results.
We already participate in the state for several years now. We've done the state officials were talking about, a process audit, to make sure that everything that's required in preparation was done and done correctly. And then we've also started participating in individual races have been one precinct randomly selected for an actual recount to ensure that the totals were accurate.
Ypsilanti City Clerk Andrew Helenga says the audit was a good learning experience for him.
If I were to have a resident of the city come to me and ask me about this, I'll have the knowledge to explain to them this is how the process works, and this is how it was designed, and it basically really kind of being able to present that information in a way that, you know, our residents can understand and see the usefulness of it.
Local city clerks say that if you want to help improve the election process in your community, the best thing to do is to get trained and become a poll worker. The results of the audit revealed there's over a 99% chance the bond proposal was approved by voters. A similar audit will be conducted next week in Marquette County. Jorge Avellan, 89.1 WEMU News.